Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in today. This is part two of the sermon I preached last week, How to Be Certain Amongst Uncertainties. There are some uncertain times we're living in. Can't you tell when you watch the news? How are you dealing with that? I tell you how I deal with it. I stand on the spoken word of God, and the spoken word of God becomes the living word of God. And before you know it, you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in. Call a friend right now. Tell them to turn that television on. Part two of how to be certain amongst uncertainties, because this is a troubled world, but you don't have to be troubled by it, all right? Get a pencil and paper. Take some notes. You'll need it all during the week in every which way, shape, or form. Watch this and be blessed. As an investor handles capital or money, we are to handle the gift of living. Yes. See, living is a trust. Anybody know anything about financial trust? You make a trust? Okay. As an investor handles capital or money, we are to handle this gift of living. See, living is a trust. So I just trust. I get on the plane. I don't know how to fly the plane. Let me just give you an example of what happened during California. So we took off. We left early Sunday morning because you gained 2 hours. See, we took off. Well, they said that Visalia might be foggy. Well, they were right. Visalia, the city, it had no fog at all. I could see all of it. And there's this big cloud of fog over the airport. Ain't that like the devil, the place I got to land? And you can only get down to, what, Ken and Eli, up to 200 feet, and that's it. You got to pull up. Now, I can't see. Now, I could see Visalia. I mean, I could see the swimming pools. But all of a sudden, where the airport? And the devil just laid a blanket of fog over it. So we're coming down. Now, when you kind of get in this fog, it's a little nervous because you see they got either IFR or VFR. Instrument, help me, guys. IFR is what? Instrument what? Instrument flight recording? Rule. And then visual flight rules. Now, I don't know if they're on IFR or if they're on VFR. I don't know. Okay, we're coming down. Boy, and I'm thinking, praise God, they must see the runway. All of a sudden, I'm down, boom, wham, I hear, they just fat, it hit the throttle, vroom, and then they tipped the thing like this. And I thought, oh, Jesus, we're close. Pulled that thing, couldn't land because you couldn't see it. But Eli said this, I saw the other end of the runway, they don't have no fog there. Vroom, we go around like this. And I'm sitting, vroom, and they're coming around like this. And the devil go, and he blew the fog on the other end of the runway. So here we're coming down again. And I'm thinking, man, we got it. Boom, man. Wham, they hit the throttle, throw up the gear, and man, here we go again. And the devil says, you're not going to land. I said, oh, I am going to land. If I got to land on your head, I'm going to land and preach this gospel. Do you understand that? Now, we're not going to break FAA rules and things. We have procedures to follow. You just have to do that. Well, they flew out around there and did some things. And so I said, boys, how we doing? And they declared a special VFR. Is that right? I don't understand all that because they know all that stuff. So here we go again. Under this special VFR, whatever that means, can we go lower than 200 feet, guys? Is that how that works? Help me here. I don't know how it works. Anyway, whatever was special, all of a sudden, now watch this, the pastor could see the plane. And soon we're going, whoom, he saw us take off. That's Brother Jesse. Where are you going? But you can't, you have to fulfill FAA rules. But I was certain because I knew. In fact, I had prayed about it. I said, God, there's fog over there. Can we land? He said, you can land. Now the devil did everything he could to shut it down. But they did a special thing, and all of a sudden, man, we're coming down. Now I can't see nothing, you know. I'm back there going like this, and I'm looking. All of a sudden, I see a little. Ooh, that's some land. Ooh, look how close that land is. Wham! Down. When they hit the thrust reverses, and we landed, and the pastor come out there, he said, whew. I said, yeah. Was you scared? No. Why? Because I had to preach. That's right. I can't go in the pulpit with fear. Fear tolerated, his faith contaminated. Now Roy was already over there, you know. I think he had went the day before, something like that. And all that kind of stuff. And he had to drive through, I guess, some of that sometime in the morning and things of that nature. But you see, what happens is, how did you know it was going to work? Well, Jesus Christ is trusted the more he's known. I know his voice. So as an investor handles capital, We are to handle the gift of living. Living is a trust. So I put my hands and my life in the Lord's hands, and I know in whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. I committed that day to him. See, and committed that landing, and the guys did it, and my God. And I said, okay, we'll see you guys at the church. And they picked us up, and we had a marvelous time. Now, by the time we get out of church, everything's clear as it can be, you know. You've got something else. I said, where are we going? They said, well, you say you want to stay in one hotel. I said, yeah, we're going to El Monte. I said, what's El Monte? Well, it's the kind of middle of California. I said, okay. So I'm looking. I've got pretty good at spotting runways. Some of them I can't. And I'm looking around. I can't see El Monte. I see the signs, El Monte. And it's clear. Where's the runway? And it was about this big, sideways. I thought, good, look at this thing. So I go up there. I say, hey, how long is that runway? I said, 4,000, but it's sometimes, is it 3,300 places when you're 3,300 feet? Now, we got a big jet. I went, whoa. I said, can we do that? Both of them said, oh, yeah, we can do that. I said, okay. Oh, I mean, we're doing it. Oh, I'm thinking, and I can see, and I go, Lord. And all of a sudden, I see people's houses, like right there. Because California, man, they grab every bit of land they get. They're right next to the runway. Ooh, we land that thing, boy. As soon as they land, I mean, he skinned it good. Boom, they hit that thrust reverse. I found out later that we were the biggest jet has ever landed in El Monte. Oh, wow. They had to come out and watch us land and watch us take off. And I know why. They ain't going to make it. They didn't say that, but they ain't going to make it. But they don't know Ken, and they don't know Eli. And they don't know Jesse. Now, watch this. We did it six times, right? I think you're laughing. I mean, so the last time, Eli's flying. He pulls off your mantle. I say, ain't no fog. What he doing? He said, that way, that's a missed approach. I wanted to say, let's don't miss no approach. It wasn't that he was doing it wrong. You got a great, this is a short runway, but it was very good for us because it helped us to get where we need to get. But we laid that plane just laid down. I mean, when Ken flew it, with Eli flew it, they just put it down. But people would come out and look at us. And I know what they were thinking. That's a beautiful jet. And that's some crazy people flying that jet. No, they were totally sure what that plane can do. See, why? Because they invested time training in that plane to know what it can do, when it can do it, where it can do it, and how it can do it. That's the point. As an investor handles capital, we are to handle this gift of living. Living is a trust. Write this down. To guard this deposit is more than to keep it. It is to multiply it. Let me say it again. To guard this deposit, what? This gospel has been delivered unto you. This trust and uncertainties, you know, how you can be certain, is to guard this deposit. It's made more than to keep it. It is to multiply. That's why we constantly want to grow the church, grow the ministry. Not so we can have more people watching us. We got enough of that. See, as far as that concerned. But we know in whom we're persuaded that he's able to keep what we committed to him. Now, you got to remember, you know, I hardly had anybody other than my staff and me believing that we could build this ministry debt-free. This is a big operation here. In terms, this costs money. See, you think a lot of money. You see what I mean? Y'all not talking about a few dollars here. You're talking millions here. You see, millions. Everybody say millions. Millions. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand, but you know what? We never blinked. I knew I would build it on the budget. Why? Because you're that smart as a businessman? No. It's because I heard what God said. So I handled this investment wisely to multiply. And since we built it, we've multiplied this and multiplied that in all every kind of way, shape, or form we could get it going. My Lord, Kathy needed a studio. We multiplied that, doing the different studio C, so she'd do these other programs. That's just all the different things that are going on. You see what I'm saying? See, to be certain amongst uncertainties. Like in the COVID, you know what everybody, people said the church is going to lose everything. Not us. We had the best financial years in 20, 21, and 22. Why? How you know? Perfect. Watch it. You can actually make less money and save more money. You can put more money in the bank, and yet your gross, you might have made less. But see, you're getting smarter all the time. You invest. You understand how an investor works things. You see, and that is that gospel that's inside of you, see. So when you understand to guard this deposit is made, is more than to keep it. It is to multiply it. See, so that's why I want your businesses to grow. I want you to grow. That's why. So you can always be certain when uncertainties come. Amen. Write this down. Your confidence must take large forms. People are going to criticize you for that. That's arrogance, cockiness. No. Your confidence must take large forms. If your realization of Christ is meager, your assurance will be feeble. Let me say it again. Your confidence must take large forms. If your realization of Christ is meager, your assurance will be feeble. See? You see what I say? Remember that song, Blessed Assurance? Well, actually, the way they used to sing it, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Then somebody said, that's too white. We got to get a black person. Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. And the white people go, oh, yeah, that's it. Instead of blessed. I mean, you can sing it the way it was wrote, or you can do something different with it. But if you don't think you can, don't. Let me say it again. Your confidence must take large forms. If your realization of Christ is meager, your assurance will be feeble. I refuse to be feeble. Why? Because I'm certain. That's what Paul said. No, he keeps saying it. He says, I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded. But they're going to kill you. I know whom I have believed. We're going to cut your head off. I know I got to have a head to put a crown of righteousness on. That's right. No, you don't understand. See, he's beyond that. See, his confidence has taken on a large form. His realization of Christ is not meager, boy. And his assurance is not feeble. So let me say it again so you can write it down. Your confidence must take large forms. If your realization of Christ is meager, your assurance will be feeble. Write this down. Life is your opportunity to shine. How many of y'all want to shine? Oh, yeah. Sure you want to shine. Life is your opportunity to shine. Your faith is not a risk. It's a relief. Life is your opportunity to shine. Yeah. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yeah. This little light of mine. Or if you want to get secular, turn on your heart light. Eat the phone home. See? Let me say it again. Life is your opportunity to shine. Your faith is not a risk. It's a relief. So when God tells me to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible because it's doable. My faith is not a risk. Well, I hope it don't. No, it's a relief. You go, thank you, Lord. Now, because see, you're convinced. Now your confidence is taking on a larger form. See, and it works spiritual, physical, and financial in every area of your life. Do you see my point? Do you see, there's always somebody trying to change my mind about you. That shocks you? Some of my employer. I'll just use Roy as an example. I had somebody tell me last week, you need to tell that boy to cut that beard. I said, well, why don't you go do it? He said, he too big. Oh. I said, well, maybe he likes it. And another thing, that ain't none of your business. Maybe that's what he wants. What do you want? You bald-headed, you want some hair? Why? Are you all so worried about that? See, critical. I said, that's his personal business. My man that can fly, the wings. I've had some people say, why is he on the second pew? Because that's where he want to sit. Why does he bleach the wings? I don't know. But that's what he wants. Seems like his wife don't mind. Right? That's his business. What's wrong with that? I mean, do you understand? That's none of my business. Why does your league guitar player always have a hat on? Ask him. I don't know. Hats are fashionable. It's starting to infect the crowd. We got another one in the back with a hat on. Hallelujah. Pretty soon you're going to have Renee coming out with a hat. Yeah, here we go, baby. Yeah, it ain't none of my business. Now, if you go with a dress up there that's too short, then that becomes my business. Not because you're going to turn me on, but we shun the very appearance of evil. Watch this. Not that your body's evil, because God created your body. That's not the issue. Come on, I shouldn't say that, but I got to say, why does he call it private parts? You ever wonder about that? Why does your private parts have to be covered? How come your elbow can stick out loud? Wear a short sleeve shirt. Well, it's a part, isn't it? It's part of your body, right? Huh? That makes sense. Why do you don't have to cover your knees. You can wear shorts or something like that. But why do they call it private parts? I asked the Lord about that. Why? He said, because that's where life is created. And life is precious. And you watch over that. And you respect life. That's why it's good to be pro-life. Like one lady told me, well, I am pro-choice. I said, I'm glad your mama wasn't. Because I would never have had a chance to meet you. I'm not trying to control your body. I don't care if you fat, skinny, ugly, pretty. That's your business. But when someone can't talk for itself, then you got to do something. Amen. And sometimes it may go against the grain. You see what I'm saying? So life is your opportunity to shine. I pray that every day at Armstrong International Airport. Lord, let us always be a light in a dark place. Let them never forget, Lord, that I said, because you have a presence on this field, that airport is blessed. I pray those exact words every day. And boy, I mean, God has given us extreme favor and the blessing of the Lord. So life is your opportunity to shine. Your faith is not a risk, it's a relief. Write this, God. I love this. God is not the product of wishful thinking. See, a lot of people think that. God is not the product of wishful thinking. He is unchanging and unchangeable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchanging and unchangeable. He's not the product of wishful thinking. See, most people not believe. They say they're not hoping, they wish it. Well, you just never know what God going to do. Well, see, that's wishing. That's not believing. That's wishing. God is not the product of wishful thinking. He is unchanging and unchangeable. I love that. See, when you understand that, you see, let me say it like you can't separate God from his word. Now, in Ephesians 5:1, the Bible said, we therefore imitators of God, right? So how come people can separate you from your word? Because you don't know and you're not persuaded. So circumstances change you. When they shouldn't. God is not a product of wishful thinking. Do you see what I'm saying? Ooh, I like that. He's unchanging and unchangeable. Write this now. We must have that look when we give our word, that our word can be counted on and fulfilled. Ladies and gentlemen, that last point is very important. We must have that look when we give our word, that our word can be counted on and fulfilled. You see what I'm saying? You see, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 1, be you therefore imitators of God. See, there's a look about you. When you see someone that's very certain of themselves, there's a good look about it. Not a bad look, not a cocky look. They just, you can believe them. Let me ask you something. Are you facing a difficulty, uncertainty in your life? Remember what I said earlier. Your confidence must take a large form. If your realization of Christ is meager, your assurance will be feeble. I like to sing that old song all the time. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Now you can sing it like the church, blessed assurance, or you can do it like Ray Charles, blessed assurance, dun dun dun, Jesus is mine. And you know what? You are assured of what God's going to do because you believe this word. I have a great question from a man named Jonathan. He says this, Brother Jesse, I've had a thriving business for decades, but the past few years have been so tough that I've had to lay off several employees. I am trusting God, but the financial pressure is real.
Can you please give me a scripture to stand on and a word to live by regarding my situation? Yes, Jonathan. Now, you know, let me just say this. Jesus said he'd supply all your need according to his riches in glory. And it don't make no difference what that, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And nobody likes doing that. You know, I've been preaching 48 years, Jonathan, and I've never laid off one person in my life. Boy, but I mean, I've had some financial pressure come at me. But you know what I did, Jonathan? All I did was I began to look for other places to cut instead of cutting people. You might check that out and see what's what. And then praying every day. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. And knock and keep on knocking. You do that, and it's going to go back to the good times all the time. That doesn't mean it's not rough out there, but it doesn't have to affect you. Thank you for sending that question today. And I believe you're going to change around and let us know about it. Kathy's coming right now with some great, glorious moments, words that you sent in, great testimonies. So, Kathy, take it away. Bless people, bless God, and bless this white-headed man, Jesse.
Hello, everyone. So many people tell me that they're encouraged by the glorious moments on our weekly broadcast. They love hearing about the amazing things that God is doing. And I believe that each testimony today will inspire you to stand in faith and not give up on your vision. This first one says, God did not one, but two miracles for me. And I want to share that amazing story. I had submitted a prayer request for the healing of my body some time ago. And today I can say that I am completely healed. Jesus restored my body to whole and complete. I was experiencing sciatic nerve discomfort for the past 2 months, and I am walking, sitting, sleeping, and exercising normally. Not only this, Jesus also blessed me by providing me one more blessing. I was a skilled worker, immigrant in Canada, and I had applied to be a permanent resident so that I could continue working legally. Jesus made it happen, and my life is a living proof that he does awesome works in the lives of his children. I love that. You know, and this next testimony is so powerful. It says, thank you for your prayers. God is good. I had the test done on my stomach and throat, and all the tests came back good. There are no tumors, no cancer, or anything bad. God is so good, and I am healed. Praise God. You know, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23 and 24 tells us to proclaim his good news each day. It says, let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. You know, Jesse and I are so thankful that he is using JDM to proclaim his good news to the whole earth. And for 48 years now, it's been a joy for us to tell everyone about the amazing things that he does. We pray that you've been inspired by these glorious deeds of our glorious God that I read today, and that you'll be encouraged to live for God and bless him every single day. God bless you.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable? In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at JDM.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe. Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation, and The Hidden Help is always here for you. Order your copy today at JDM.org. I'm so excited about our May product offer, and it's my book, The Hidden Help. I've had amazing encounters with angels, ladies and gentlemen, and so have you. You just didn't realize it. You know, sometimes God peels back the veil, and he reveals the spiritual world around us. You're going to really enjoy this book. The Bible said you've entertained angels unaware. You have talked to one, you just don't know it. How you get this copy? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and they'll get it to you. Partners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done. You've been such a blessing to this ministry. The faithful financial support, I mean, I have relied on it, counted on it, because I trust you, I trust God, and together we get this job done. Nothing too small and nothing too big. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I'm growing older, but I'm not getting old. God keeps giving me projects, and not little ones. I'm talking expensive stuff. And I said, I'm about my father's business, whatever it takes. And that's okay if it's expensive. I mean, you know, I don't like paying it, but I'll do it to get one soul saved. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to the ministry. Give us a soul into the kingdom. And I mean that sincerely. Would you prayerfully consider being a partner to this ministry? If you're not one, I will bring joy into your life. I will bring increase into your life. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about, because this anointing of increase is on me. I'll put a smile on your face. And I mean that. I know how to do that, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, partners, for being so courteous and kind, and for just being a blessing to us. My God, I hope I say thank you enough. I could say this better praying in the Holy Ghost than I can in the English language, because you've been so courteous and kind. 48 years preaching this gospel and not a financial deficit. That's amazing to me. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Don't miss next week. Got a great message entitled, I'm the Christian the Devil Warned You About. You're going to like that next week. See you again. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jesse the Planner. Our May partner offer is a sermon I preached entitled, How to Be Certain Among Uncertainty. There's so many uncertain things going on. You need to get this today. And I mean that it will help you in your daily walk with God and in your physical walk in the world. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org to get your copy. It's worth your time. It will be a blessing to you. It will show you what to do. Get it. Did you know that doubt is a habit? Yes, it is. You aren't born a doubter. You learn to doubt over time. In my book, I Never Learned to Doubt, you will learn something. And what is that? To go back in time and regain what was lost so that you can enjoy more peace, more joy, more favor, and more blessing. The wonder of faith is a pure thing. It's a childlike thing. And faith is the only thing that God responds to. When you never learn to doubt, life is so much better. I Never Learned to Doubt. It's my new book. Get it today.
If he says greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world, then bless God. I don't care if you're Catholic. Put that television on my face. I don't care if you're Baptist. I don't care if you're Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Church of God, Church of Christ, Word of Faith, Full Gospel. I'm going to believe this Bible. Glory! Yes! Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Shield. I am the Christian the devil warned you about.